Hello, everybody. This show, now in its seventh year on Progressive Radio Network, is called Love, Lust, and Laughter. My guests, Michael Jonas and his wife, Barbara Jonas, have created many romantic games and have a book called Love, Laughter, and Romance. I've known the Jonases for, I think, close to 30 years and have recommended especially their game, An Enchanting Evening, to many, many of my couples who are in marriage counseling with me. Welcome back on the day, Valentine's Day, Michael and Barbara.
Diana, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're okay. We're just, you know, another day in the desert.
Yes, you're in Arizona, and we promise not to talk politics, but it's hard for the two of you because you are in Arizona, which is a pretty conservative bastion.
Right, but that's what our products are enjoyed by so many couples, because they get to focus on each other.
Yes.
And away from some of the things that are going on, at least, you know, for the moment.
Exactly. It helps couples slow down, and the games are not age or culturally specific, and so they're brilliant. They're brilliant. yes, your games. You were featured some years ago in People magazine as one of America's most romantic couples. You've been married a long time now, haven't you?
Well, let's see, 53 years next month.
Okay. That's a long time.
Is that a long time? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it, truly.
Oh, good.
It well, it's definitely the longest of my marriages.
Michael, you're hilarious. Barbara, you have a wonderful story about the beginnings, the origins.
Yes.
Enchanting Evening, which is your main game. So would you tell us the story, please?
It changed the whole direction, after our lives as a result of it. And it was just we had a disagreement, which, you know, over the years we've had our share. It was not a serious one where we needed counseling for it. It was a disagreement that we are able to, and I hear other couples too, you just put, you know, you build it up into something it doesn't deserve. And unfortunately, the timing was such that Michael had planned to go on a business trip, and it was during the holidays, would not be coming back until New Year's Eve day. Mm-hmm. And New Year's Eve was a time that we spent by ourselves. The end of the year, we barely would make it, you know, to midnight to bring in the new year, but we always wanted to do that, feeling close to each other.
Yeah.
So when he left for the business trip, I couldn't wait for him to go. And he couldn't wait to leave because that air, you know, that really nasty air that you can create.
Yeah.
So when he was gone, I thought, you know, I really love him and I like him. And there's so many positive things in our relationship. And I thought, what can I do to bring us back to the good stuff? So while he was gone, I sat down and I made up a game. And through cards, and it was just a simple game with cards. And at the end, I'm not a graphic artist, but, you know, of course, the castle at the end, that you're going to get to the castle and get your wish. But
mm-hmm.
all the the cards were cards that reminded us of what we liked about each other, things we shared in the past, things we are looking forward to doing. And then I interspersed the cards with touch cards so that there was touching. As we're talking, there would be touch cards. And I put this all together, in a little box. And then I went out and I wanted to change the atmosphere. You know, I got flowers and champagne and had the music set up and really transformed the living room and had my little game there. And I put a note on the door when he was coming back for him to meet me in the living room because I didn't want to talk. You know, I wanted to go in the positive direction just in case.
Exactly.
And he went along with it. You know, he met me in the living room at 8 o'clock, and we played this game, you know, that I had created. And it did exactly, you know, what I wanted, and I think he wanted, too. You know, we felt really close, and, you know, we felt special to each other.
And because both of us have such an extensive background in marketing, we took the game and immediately put it back in the envelope and put it in a closet. And we were sitting around, I don't know, it's got to be at least 3 months later. And one afternoon, and we were just talking about the game came up. We're talking about the game. And I don't remember whether it was Barbara or I said it, but we said, you know, maybe we should see if somebody else would enjoy playing this. So Barbara found the game. We went through it, and we changed the allusions and references that were really specific to us and
right.
made them more general. We called Barbara's brother up. This was on a Wednesday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. And we told him we had this game, and would he and his wife want to try it? They were living in Scottsdale at the time. So he came over, and he picked up this envelope, and then he left. About 6 o'clock the next morning, the phone rings. And he said this was unbelievable. And that's how we got launched.
Now, you know, we took with that game, he's, you know, his relationship and his age, you know, was his response to it. So we gave it to a whole variety of people. We gave it to people who were younger, who were older, people in relationships a long time, you know, people who were just starting out. And they all liked it. And then they all had suggestions. You know, why don't you add this and why don't you do this? Which has been ongoing with all of, you know, the games that have come from that.
Yeah.
We have, you know, been fortunate with the input of thousands of people. You know, what they like and what they don't like and what they would like more of.
The second game that we introduced, which is called To Know You Better, it's a conversation game. It's great for dating. And it's great for just spending time talking. It's not an intimate game. There's no physical component to it. But we created it because people wrote to us having played an enchanting evening and said they really enjoyed the experience. They certainly enjoyed the physical closeness, but they also enjoyed the opportunity to communicate positively and enthusiastically with their partner. And would we think about just doing a game around those kinds of questions and discussions. And that input expanded our direction because part of our product line is conversation games and part of our product line is our intimate games.
And your games are so creative. And You have a nice collection of quotes, and then you expand on those.
Well,
yes,
we intentionally we spent a lot of time, and we had input from people.
Yes.
But what we wanted to do, and we tried to do that with all of the products, is to have some kind of an introduction to the question, almost like a mini mood for the question, you know, just a little bit of a setting. It could be just a sentence, but it gets you in the direction of the question. So it could be a quote, or, you know, it just could be some words for you to think about where we're going with the question. And I think we've done that with all of the games.
And actually, when in writing the continuing games, and we're doing more now. We've just launched we've just updated and revised our website. We've added more downloadable games, which are games you can just simply, you buy, you download, print, and play. There's no waiting for shipment. And what we've done over the years in this development is gotten a chance to do real extensive research on the wit and wisdom of people. And some of the stuff we found, which I do not, and Barbara does not take credit for, we just simply found it. But some of it is absolutely wonderful. It's just, you know, and it's provocative. And so we wanted to include that, as Barbara said, you know, a context, but also to extend the thinking of, you know, why is this question being asked? Why is it important to talk about this stuff? Or why is it fun to talk about this stuff? Anyway, that whole process has been very interesting.
And you two are so smart about it and intuitive about it. We all know that emotional intimacy improves physical intimacy, and I think you've done this. It's kind of a theme with your games, although An Enchanting Evening is more for an established couple, or at least a couple getting to know each other, and then To Know You Better is more for a dating couple, correct?
Well, I agree with that. It would be difficult to play An Enchanting Evening if you did not have a relationship.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't have to be a long-term. It doesn't have to be committed that this would be the one.
Mm-hmm.
But the questions draw on a past, things you've mm-hmm. experienced together, and it asks questions about what you're looking forward to sharing together.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be at that point in a relationship where you can do that. Otherwise, it would be very awkward.
And I have recommended Enchanting Evening to many of my couples with great results over the years. So would you talk about the freebie you're offering the listeners?
Okay, Michael mentioned
today,
the downloadable games.
The downloadables.
That all you do, you go to the website, and you choose, and right now there are three that one could choose. Two are intimate.
You go to my website.
Time for two. And then if you look, there's a category called downloadable.
Right.
And three of the games that are listed there that can be downloaded is, one is called Romantic Interlude, and it's an addition. It's An Enchanting Evening, but it's the Romantic Interlude edition.
Okay.
And it's an intimate game. And with that game, you ask questions, you read questions with multiple choice answers, and your partner tries to guess what your answer is going to be. And
mm-hmm.
if they get it correctly, there's a little bit of a scoring going on. And the other half of the questions are intimate questions. So it's going to involve, you know, playful touching, and they're written progressively too. So that the cards, it's a one play game, and the cards, you know, get a little bit more intimate as you get toward the end of the game.
The second downloadable, which is available, is An Enchanting Evening Consenting Adults edition, and I think that pretty well describes it.
The play is very similar to the Romantic Interlude edition, but mm-hmm. it's a little edgier. You know, it's a little sexier. I mean, they're both intimate and sexy and fun.
Yeah.
The Consenting Adults is just a little bit.
We push the envelope a bit.
Just a little.
Tell our listeners, we have quite a few listeners listening live, but we probably have even more listeners who will listen to the archived version. So tell us how they can get these free downloadables.
Yes. Okay, and there's one more, but I'll tell them now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I jumped in too fast then.
Tell us
about the one more.
Okay, the one more, it would be similar to what we were talking about, To Know You Better conversation game.
That's so good.
And this is called Make a Date. And that is similar in that it's conversation, and you both are going to answer questions, and you're going to be actually talking about yourself, and then you're also going to guess if or your partner tries to guess questions if they know about you. But the game is where, like the Enchanting Evening Game, and now Romantic Interlude and Consenting Adults, it's all around the couple. Mm-hmm. And Make a Date is all about the individuals.
In the game, in Make a Date, just like we did with To Know You Better, there's a list of suggested prizes that the winner selects, and these are a future date to have, and it's the, quote, loser's responsibility to arrange the date that the winner has selected. And these are just some suggestions. They're free to, you know, create their own dates.
Right.
With the intimate games, there we're dealing more with wishes that you would like to share with your partner. Most couples, their intimate wishes, because it's a chance to kind of express a preference without necessarily have to say, do this or do that, or would you do this or would you do that. So there's a kind of a gentle kind of guiding to get things communicated in a way that you're not self-conscious about. So, and I think couples enjoy that. I mean, some couples like direction and specificity, and some couples like ambiguity and the chance to be creative.
But the main thing is the couples are talking, and too many couples these days, the younger couples, are, I love your quote, Michael, texting and tweeting is not touching and talking. And that is so true. We've got to have more talking. And like one of your make a date questions is a secluded spot in the woods, a quiet place on the beach, under a tree in your own backyard, or if the weather isn't cooperating in your living room, arrange a picnic together or a location chosen by the winner where you can talk and look at each other, right?
Well, you know, one, before how important it is to talk or to have the time to the time looking and talking with each other, you know, and not the smartphones, is one of the most important things is to make the private time.
Mm-hmm.
That is challenging for couples. And just by doing that, by turning off the outside world for the period of time, you know, unplugging and actually just spending time together, it's an aphrodisiac for couples.
We get cards, and now we get customer submissions, and, you know, most of the communication now is electronic, but couples write to us about their experiences. And one of my favorite is, and this goes back some years, a couple that in the Midwest that on our games, there's suggestions about setting aside private time and the things you like to eat and drink and just, you know, creating an atmosphere for the experience. And so they wrote and they said they followed our suggestions on four consecutive Saturdays evening, setting up a romantic environment, and got so turned on they never got to the game. I thought that's, you know, we need more of that.
We need more of that. And you, in your book, and I love your book, and it sold very well, Love, Laughter, and Romance, you suggest day three, give your partner the gift of time. And I think I'm quoting you from a past show that this is porn for women, the gift of time.
Yeah, well, couples have told us, you don't even think, if you want to spend time together and you say, gosh, well, honey, I'd like to, but, you know, I've got to do grocery shopping, I've got to do this. And he said, well, I got to do, you know, wash the car and I have to pick up stuff at the cleaners. If one person has a little extra time or make the extra time and do those things for their partner, that frees them up.
Yeah.
That frees up time, you know, for them to have some moments to share.
Mm-hmm.
Other couples have told us, though, sometimes they do the chores together. So it's kind of a gift of time, but it's a romantic you know, sharing of a gift of time with the chores. So they wash the car together, or they, you know, make grocery shopping, kind of a little adventure, and go out for coffee afterwards.
Let's just tell the listeners how they can get these free downloadables.
What they do is they go to the website, timefortwo.com.
Time for two. Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is go to the category. It's at the top, very easy to get to, or from the homepage, the downloadable games. And they choose which one of the three downloadable games that are there.
Mm-hmm.
They're $7.95. And at the very top, they say, yes, put in the cart. And they go to check out, and at the very top it says, if you have a code, put in the code.
Mm-hmm.
And the code is your name, Wiley. W-I-L-E-Y.
With a capital W.
Yes. Now, I've tested it, and it seems to be working either way.
Okay,
if anyone has any trouble at all, they can contact customer service, and I'll make sure it goes through.
Okay.
Customer service, but I have tested it several times, and it seems to go through either way.
Terrific.
They put the W-I-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then fill out, you know, as if they're buying anything, their name and address, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And because of security reasons with the downloadable game, it's going to ask for a password because whoever, you know, our webmaster said for security, downloadables need that. And then they'll see $7.95, and then they'll see discount $7.95, and it'll show zero.
Mm-hmm.
And they check out, and then the downloadable
they'll get an email with a downloadable link, and when they activate the link, the game will download to wherever their browser downloads. So wherever when someone's downloading anything, a video or music or whatever, a text file, wherever that goes on their desk or their computer, that's where the game will go. And it's a PDF file, and they're 9 pages long. You just simply print it like you would any other PDF document and play.
You know, I downloaded one, and it's real. You can just play it immediately. It's wonderful.
But it only will work once.
One time. And until the end of this month, did you say?
It's through February 28th.
Okay.
And they can choose one of the three games. And that code, they can only use one time.
Okay. So I hope you listeners understand that. I'll put it in the summary for today's program. And, we'll... I think people will have fun with this.
And, oh, yes, it is fun.
And let's give the listeners a sample of some of the game questions, because they're wonderful. Like from Enchanting Evening, you have, first impressions often last. If you saw your partner at a party, what might first attract you?
You know, I remember years ago getting a letter. In those days, people wrote letters. A letter from a woman who she said she felt she had to write us. She said her husband picked that card, first impressions. You know what? And he said to her, he said, "Your eyes," and she said she was totally taken aback because she wears fairly heavy frame glasses.
Yeah.
She never thought anybody noticed her eyes.
Could her see her eyes,
Oh, my gosh. She was just thrilled that the game gave him a chance to express that. So, it's kind of like you never know what's going to pop out next.
And even if it's something you find attractive, you think is attractive about yourself and your partner, confirms it or says it or acknowledges it, you feel so special.
Of course. It's so important in relationships to to show appreciation and to compliment and to recall about those first impressions.
It's taking that same time. It's just taking. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize how little effort or energy mm-hmm. it takes to make make a dramatic change. You know, a couple of kind words, a flattering comment, all those things just make being in a relationship so wonderful, and we get so busy and so distracted and so involved in other things outside the relationship that you know people just need to take a deep breath and focus on what's really important. So these kinds of questions are all aimed at producing that result.
Yes, and what I say to the couples, because I do, as you two know, just most of my practice is couples counseling, about 80%, and then the rest is individual. But what I say often to couples is slow down. And one of the things that's so great about an enchanting evening, and I recommend this to so many of my couples, is they slow down. They take time. They set the scene. They maybe have a glass of wine while they're playing the game, and they're slowing down. They're looking at each other. Whoa, in this day and age with DINS, double income, no sex, and TTFS, too tired for sex, you know, we've got to do this to get back the intimacy. The real intimacy.
Well, you know, one of the players don't realize it when they start with the first time they've played an enchanting evening.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a heterosexual couple who are playing, a not uncommon response from the guy is they roll the die. There's only one die.
Right, right.
And there's only a one or two on it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, and not stereotyping, but they might be more competitive. They want to go, mm-hmm. you know, like faster so they can get to the end and win their wish. And it's after a couple plays that they realize, oh, when you talk about slow down, there's only a one or a two. So you
exactly.
might as well enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey. So many people
are
so eager to get to the destination and not enjoying the journey.
We still get comments regularly from players who tell us, you know, the game was really a lot of fun. Does anybody ever finish this game?
Yes. And don't you have response where people don't? I mean, I've experienced this playing the game. Where you just don't even get to the end. You're so turned on, and you just want to.
I think the record was the couple that said they got the fourth card.
I think I told you this story because I had a couple. Oh, I'm thinking 25 years ago, and they were a pretty conservative Catholic couple, and they had never made love outside of their bedroom, and they had a 9-year-old daughter. And so I suggested an enchanting evening, and they played it. And for the first time in their married life of 10 years or something like that, they made love in front of the fireplace because they couldn't even wait to get to the bedroom.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
for this conservative Catholic couple, they were taking a chance. I mean, yes, admittedly, their 9-year-old daughter slept well, but and then, of course, when you make love in a new place, the brain produces more dopamine, yes. The hormone of arousal, because that needs novelty. So you're getting novelty by playing this game and talking about all these new things and then maybe even moving into physical intimacy.
I think one of the cards in Enchanting Evening mm-hmm. says, beside the bedroom, where else in your house would you like to make love?
Yes.
And, you know, so, of course, this couple, you know, it's the fireplace, and some people it's the kitchen, and,
mm-hmm.
and
some people it's the washing machine.
Yeah, but, those vibrations.
Yeah, Yeah, but
haven't
you know,
you really enjoyed Barbara and Michael? Haven't you enjoyed all the feedback that you've received over the years? What a difference you've made in people's lives.
We have literally thousands of cards and letters from people. And it's just every single one of them, you know, makes us feel that we have made a positive difference in their lives. I mean, we have couples who've written to us that got proposed to. That was the wish.
Yes.
It was a good thing that the person who was going to propose won the wish. But there are a number of people who have proposed using an enchanting evening or one of the other games. And people have written us, they've conceived their children. You know, fortunately, they've had their college paid for.
Right. We do not carry maternity or paternity insurance.
But isn't that, you know, what we really seek in life is meaning. And you've made a difference. And that's got to just touch your hearts very much, that you've made such a difference. Yes.
It does.
So I'm looking at your book. And there are two, Love, Laughter, and Romance, and it sold, what, 130,000 copies?
Yes.
Yes, and we have it in e-form also. I mean, it's downloadable at the website, but it's not part of, you know, it's not a game.
Right, I know. And it's wonderful.
But
I'm looking at
it
now, and I'm looking at The Rendezvous on page 220, and I'm looking at it with some nostalgia because Brian, my fiance, and I will go to the pajama game this Saturday, so in just a few days. It's playing at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, and I performed the Shirley MacLaine role in college. and it was more fun than ever, and I still remember. So you've got the quote from in your. This is the lead up to your rendezvous. I love the story, but I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace, Hernando's out of way, ole. And I remember that from so many years ago. And at the, anyway, and then you describe in your book, you say, one day when I found myself humming this song, I started thinking about the lyrics and took them to heart. And Barbara, this is a very sexy story.
Well, it's actually something... kind of what Michael and I did.
Yes,
I
believe you.
Well, you know, we didn't do all the stories in here. This is from, you know, for hundreds of people who played and wrote us. But this particular one is when we were living in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Michael suggested that I pack an overnight.
Uh-huh.
And then we would leave, I guess, the end of the work week. Maybe it was the end of the day, you know, on 5 o'clock on a Friday. He said, and just have the overnight at the door. And, you know, I'll take over from there. And what we did was go to this, actually, it was the Majestic Hotel in San Francisco. And they had this
didn't say the hotel. I was curious about that.
Yes, and I must tell you, it was exactly 3 blocks from our apartment.
Yeah.
So we took our overnight bags and walked down California Street, made a right turn, walked another block or so, made another right turn, and we were there.
But we didn't meet as strangers in there. We went to, you know, to the bar. And then we had a rendezvous, you know, in the bar, the dark bar, you know, the Hernando's Hideaway.
The Hernando's Hideaway.
Yeah,
and I think,
and that I have actually suggested to some of my couples that they role play, that they're strangers and they're meeting And it, again, you get more dopamine because it's sort of novel.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Novelty. The other thing
there's
in
an
your...
Electric, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say there's a kind of an electric charge that comes from something out of the ordinary.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have
right.
to be extravagant and expensive. It just has to break the routines that you're in.
Yes.
And that's energetic in itself.
Yes. So in your book, you've got 6 satin strings to tie around your finger, and I really like finding humor, laughing together. By the way, I do so recommend to any of you listening to download the ebook. This is a wonderful book. It'll give you lots of ideas. You know, Valentine's Day is today, yes, but for great couples, Valentine's Day can be most days, right?
Yes.
Love, laughter, and romance. And so you have finding humor, laughing together, and you have 2 quotes. Humor is the ability to see 3 sides of one coin. I love that. And then from one of your people who got the book, or maybe the games, and he writes, anger separates people, laughing brings them together. And then you also have on that same page Ogden Nash's advice, and I suggest this to so many couples. It's just the greatest advice. Ogden Nash, of course, was a poet who was kind of funny and in the 50s. To keep a marriage brimming with love in the marriage cup. Whenever you're wrong, admit it. Whenever you're right, shut up. I love that.
Yes, if we all could do that.
If we all could do that, and of course, couples who laugh together, and a shared sense of humor shows that you and your partner, you have common values, needs, interests, and levels of intelligence, and these are all keys to relationship longevity, aren't they? The humor. And Michael, you are
you
really funny.
You mentioned the rendezvous, you know, that
what,
where
that?
You, one person, you take on a role as if you were strangers with each other,
mm-hmm.
but the other person has to go along with it. You know, they have to see what's going it's not necessarily the humor,
mm-hmm.
but the playfulness of it.
Right.
And, you know, the two of you have to do it.
Well, that's right. And I see so many couples where their sexual lives have really unraveled. And so to remind them that sex is play is sometimes a little difficult to reach. So then we go through lots of steps to get
well,
back
you know,
to
with
play.
The game playing, mm-hmm. we have heard from, you know, responses from couples
mm-hmm.
is they don't normally,
mm-hmm.
perhaps, you know, they wouldn't come out and say this, or they wouldn't necessarily make love this way because they hadn't, but it's like the game made them do it. You know, they're following the game, and the game is bringing it out, you know, from them.
No, it's really true. The game made them do it.
Yeah. That way,
just like my homework assignments, which could include playing your game, but my homework assignments often make the difference. And then they have to come back to see me usually 2 weeks later, and they have to be accountable. Did you do your homework?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's touch homework, or it's something that encourages more play.
Right. I mean, and listening when they do speak to you, that you made them do it, you know, their homework. They, oh my gosh, it was terrible. You know, we played together. We made love. You made us do it.
I think there's an essential need for silliness and play in life.
Probably,
you know?
Probably more today than at any other time, at least in my lifetime.
Yes. yes. There's a three-year-old inside each one of us. And I'm not talking about the wounded inner child either. I'm talking about the happy, giggling three-year-old. Don't you think so, Michael? There's
I
a happy,
do. I do.
Giggling three-year-old? I think you've got one of those in you.
There's nothing wrong with letting go of self-consciousness, of getting out of your, you know, what is it, the comfortable space that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So play whatever it takes to get you to a kind of different space in how you view yourself and your relationship, that change. I mean, I really think that's so important. And the games do that in the same way that your counseling does it, because it moves a couple into a way or an area that they have not been in. And that forces you to think about where you are and who you're with and why and what value you bring to it and what you hope to experience. So we like it because this is what we've chosen to do as a career. So we like it when couples buy our games and play our games and enjoy them. And incidentally, I think I should mention too, our games are not gender or age or ethnic specific.
Yes.
So they're very comfortable for any two people. Whatever they bring to the relationship, just come and have a good time. But whatever it takes, however couples break out of that mold, you do the same thing, just what you were alluding to a few minutes ago, where you were talking about homework assignments. You're assigning a couple homework, so to speak, and presumably it's something that they either have not done in a long time and should be returning to or at least experiencing.
Your games have helped returning soldiers reconnect with their partners through fun and play. And next week I'll be talking to Dr. Mitch Tepper, who has a whole program. He himself is paralyzed, but he's a fabulous sex therapist, educator, and he's doing a documentary called Making Love After Making War. So a whole program with vets. And your games are incredibly helpful because, again, there are no cultural or specific people can play it.
Well, with the military and the same thing with people whose work has long periods of separation, when they return to each other, you know, it's awkward.
I've
been
away,
even if they've Skyped and, you know, today you have those other electronic helps, but it's not the same thing.
Right,
and
it's not the same thing.
The games, they're like icebreakers, you know.
Right.
They bring the couple back together again through play and through refocusing on themselves and on the relationship.
Yeah.
It works, too, for couples that have had children, just having children,
where
so much of the energy and attention is spent focused on the infant, the newborn, and then there's still a need for them to continue or to reconnect as an intimate couple. So whatever the excuse is that takes them to that intimacy, so much the better.
Absolutely. And it is an icebreaker. You know, I'm looking at time, Enchanting Evening, for instance. The future, this is one of your cards. The future includes hopes and dreams. What three things do you hope your partner will experience this year? Now that the answering that really helps a couple with emotional intimacy. And then having more emotional intimacy, definitely. 35 years in this business, I'm speaking with this perspective, with this sort of emotional intimacy, the physical intimacy is going to be so much better.
And, you know, you read that question, but a lot of the questions, mm-hmm. are not the everyday conversation that couples have.
Of course. That's right.
Yeah. So it's you really have
they're
to think
unusual
about.
Questions. It encourages the couples to go deeper.
Yes. And most of our daily conversation, besides, you know, what the latest political thing is, but it's just the, you know, who's picking up, you know, either somebody from school or,
that's
you
right.
know, what do we do for dinner coming
right.
home from work?
We there's a couple that we were friends with, very close friends with when we lived in San Francisco, and he is a, I'm not even sure he's still doing this, but he was an internationally renowned business speaker. He spoke mm-hmm. at conferences. He spoke to private corporations. I mean, he was extremely well known. And we gave them to know you better as, you know, just for the fun of sharing with a friend. And
yeah.
she called us a couple mm-hmm. of days later, and she said, I just have to tell you that his name was John. She said he, in the game, he picked a card, and the card he picked was a quote from Jane Austen that says, think about the past as only its remembrance gives you pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question
mm-hmm.
is, describe a childhood memory that makes you smile. And
That's
she said, here
question.
Was this guy. He's a very imposing person physically. He's like 6'8". And
mm-hmm.
here he
oh,
was
wow.
sitting there, and he's describing to her
mm-hmm.
this special place that he had in the house, or around the house, where it was like his sanctuary as a little boy. And she said she's looking at him, and that's what she sees. She sees this little boy sitting there describing that. She said it was incredible. And that's not the kind of question that pops up over breakfast or dinner.
Exactly. I think it's a homework assignment that I give in one form or another to, or even in the session, to describe a childhood memory that makes you smile. Most people who come to me have such wounded childhoods, such dysfunctional childhoods. So it may be hard for them to bring up something that made them smile, but it creates sort of a foundation on which we can build if they can come up with mm-hmm. a memory that makes them smile, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but in that kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
that's why you're so important, you know, to help them through it.
Yeah,
perhaps they might have difficulty. You know, people have asked us, oh, they're going through a very difficult time in their marriage, and there's some serious problems. Not the disagreement Michael and I had that, you know, led to the game or
right.
other, but
more
the serious
ones.
And the games aren't going to cure, a bad relationship or a relationship that needs your help.
Well, you know, abuse, addiction, and infidelity are all loud and clear signs of a partnership in distress. But really, most relationships don't flame out dramatically. They fade. And that's where your games and your book can help. If the relationship is fading, let's get it
yes.
back and re-energized and talking again and being more romantic and with more playful touch and supportive communication. All of those things are so important.
Yes.
We did a one of the television interviews we did a number of years ago with a Bay Area psychotherapist. The three of us appeared on a San Francisco television program, and she was asked by the moderator or interviewer, will this, exactly the issue Barbara's discussing, you know, if the marriage is failing or the relationship is failing, you know, does this have a role? And her comment was, it will not cure a bad relationship, but it will help remind a couple of why they fell in love in the first place.
Exactly. That's beautifully stated. Yeah. That's
I wonder
why I question couples, and and to see if there's enough of a foundation to build on it.
Yes.
Well, sometimes they don't. You don't. You know, you're so distracted and so preoccupied, you don't even remember that there's a foundation.
I know. I've certainly encountered that.
And
so, why a couple fell in
something.
Love in the first place?
Yes.
And actually, your games can help them unpeel those answers, perhaps.
Literally and figuratively.
And,
yes.
I wanted to mention something that has been asked of us when they say, gosh, the games sound like so much fun, but he would never play this game or she would never play a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your partner to go along with new ideas, whether it's game or anything else? And In the book, there's a chapter on Two to Tango, and I don't know if you remember, we have a product called Two to Tango, a couple's wish box, but it's through the wish box, there are a number of, 150 wishes on each side, and they're blanks, and then they match each other, and from time to time, you go through them, and you choose a wish that you would like to share with your partner, not necessarily sexual, could be introducing new ideas in the relationship. And in the book we mentioned there's a chapter too. So it's how do you negotiate? How do you sweeten the deal? You know, if you want me to go to a particular game, let's say a particular baseball game, because he wants you to participate, then you'll go with me to the ballet. And it's not necessarily to do two things that you don't want, each don't want to do, but to introduce it and to see, well, would you like it? And the same thing with the game. You know, if we try this, then maybe, I'll try something that, and you don't have to like it after you do it. You just go with a positive attitude and continue to add new things to a relationship to keep them fresh.
Precisely. And Barbara, what you're talking about is being able to negotiate. And if you think about it, so much of our lives involve negotiation.
Yes.
And healthy negotiation is a wonderful thing. If I do this, then might you do that?
And
but
one
you can
of the
do
rules
it in
that
a lovely
we,
way.
We set a rule that if you do that, you say, okay, I'm going to try something new, or maybe, learn a language, learn computer language, do something like that. You have to agree to three things that you're positive about that experience, three things you find positive about having that experience after you've had it. So
three things.
It's three things. So if you say, I want to take, I want to go dancing, or I want to take dance lessons, and you really didn't like it, but you could say that you liked the music and it didn't hurt, as much when you stepped on my feet, it didn't hurt as much as I thought it would. But it's to try to go with a positive attitude.
Positive attitude. And you two have been married a very long time, and I bet that you have been able to bring up positive attitudes a lot, because your work with these games and the book and so on informs your relationship, does it not?
Well, and we work together. I mean, we're working together, and we're having a relation, doing other things together too.
Right.
And it's a partnership that involves some compromise, negotiation, but
fortunately, I'm willing to give up my sense of identity and just do everything Barbara wants, which is why it's all gone so smoothly.
Oh, Michael, I've known you long enough to know that you tease a bit and you've got a sense of humor.
Look, if we don't laugh, we're going to start crying.
What?
So it's much better to keep laughing.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful thing to keep laughing. A little bit earlier, we talked about the
happy, giggling 3-year-old inside all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And humor has detoxifying and diffusing abilities. And this goes a long way to keep relationships intact. For sure, right?
Well, it's been extremely important in our relationship from the beginning, from the dating days, you know, all the way through.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a question. Because I know we're winding down.
Yeah, we are. We're getting close.
Briefly,
what's the question?
Well, do you want us to briefly remind your listeners how they can get a free copy of one of our downloadable games?
I really do want you to do that.
Okay, it's really easy. You go to the website, timefortwo.com. You go to the category, downloadable games, really easy to find. And when you go, there's the choice of these games that we talked about, Make a Date, Romantic Interlude, and Consenting Adults. Read about them, choose the one you want, and click on put in shopping cart as if you're buying it. And then you're going to check out. And at the very top of the page, it says if you have a code, and the code you put in, they will have it, is Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y.
W, small I-L-E-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they just put their name, you know, and even though it's not being mailed, just for web security, we
mm-hmm.
have to collect that. So they put their name, their address, the very basic information, and just come up with a password, because the webmaster told us for downloadables, for security, just put in a password.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they put the code in, it said apply the code at the top. So when they see $7.95 and they'll see the code applied, discount $7.95, there'll be zero due.
The process is absolutely identical to any other purchase somebody would make online, except in this case, and oftentimes other people do, have codes or discount coupons and what have you. That's what this is. You buy a downloadable game, use Wiley as the coupon, and the downloadable game cost is reversed.
And then you'll see zero, and you purchase, and then it will be emailed to you. And it's in a PDF file, and the PDF will appear wherever the person has downloads. I take downloads on my desktop. Wherever
mm-hmm.
they go, that's where the file is.
I think it's a fabulous opportunity for our listeners, and they'll have such fun with whatever they get. And they can then take these questions, whether it's whatever they pick, they can take the questions and use it in their relationship.
Like, yeah,
or,
it's a game. They can play the game.
It's a game,
and
right.
we're gonna leave that code active till the end of February.
Okay.
But it
so
is
listeners,
a game.
Please do that. And Barbara and Michael Jonas, thank you so much for another show that has just been so illuminating and entertaining. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's fun. Yeah.
Have a wonderful Valentine, Diana.
Yes, plan to. You too.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy feet. Da da da, happy feet. Da da da, happy feet.